Alwyn Kearney, Midland vice captain.
So you're the defending Red FM Senior Hurling League champions. Congratulations first of all on last year's success.
Thanks very much.
Yeah, so embarking on 2016, in fact, you've already opened your Red FM Senior Hurling League campaign and a victory in the opening round.
That's right, yeah. We played in Pearsig last weekend and we won by a goal, so good start to the year and hopefully we can continue.
You long back training?
We're back training about a month now. Haven't done
very short off season for you then?
Very short altogether. We spoke to Jerry Wallace about that, but we're back about a month, but we haven't much hurling done. It's all kind of gym work and working by ourselves in the gym. So in the next month or two, now we'll be hitting the grass again, hopefully.
And using the Red FM Senior Hurling League matches, I assume again, like always, is championship prep. But it was also a good way for you to end last year. Not the championship didn't go as planned for you, but you ended with some silverware.
Yeah, we were disappointed to, I suppose, eventually lose to the winners, the Glen, in the semi-final. That was very disappointing. But it was a reward at the end of the year for all the hard work. Obviously, it's a lot of it is about the championship, but the league is a very good standard as well, and it's good to see where you're at as well in the league.
And it's used in different ways throughout the championship, but you know, at this time of the year, it's getting back on the pitch, doing a bit of hurling where training mightn't allow the hurling.
Yeah, exactly, and you can test yourselves against the teams that are there, the best teams, and see what way they're preparing, and you can test yourselves against the best, like the Glen and Sars, and kind of gives you a benchmark for where you're at.
Great stuff. And it'll all lead up to an opening round championship clash against Bishopstown as well. How did you feel about that draw when you got it?
Look, every draw was going to be difficult, and we've met Bishopstown a few times over the last couple of years, and we won't be looking past them. We definitely will be respecting them. They're a very good side. I suppose they're similar to ourselves in many ways. They have a young team, but they are fairly experienced and have a few Cork players. So, look, we'll definitely be respecting them, and hopefully we can get over the line the first day.
Great stuff. Well, congratulations on your opening round victory in the Red FM Senior Hurling League. Good luck with the competition and indeed year 2016.
Thanks very much.
Cathal Nocton, Newton Chandrum, midfield.
Cathal, you might start, I suppose, by telling us what the year you had in 2015.
We in the league,
yeah, and the championship.
The league, we got to the semi-final, so Middleton beat us in the semi-final of the league and championship. Then we got to the quarter-final, and unfortunately, the Glen beat us, and they went on to win it. Then after that, so yeah, it was disappointing losing to them. We kind of had a good old start to the year, and we were progressing well, happy enough the way things were going. But unfortunately, the Glen were better than us on the night, and they went on to win the county. Then after that,
were they much better? And you feel you were close.
They probably were a bit stronger than us, all right. Like, on the night, we felt like we didn't perform, but they were definitely better than us. And I suppose we just have to build on that now this year, and kind of that's the level you have to get to. They were very physical, they moved the ball well, they were very dangerous up front, and I suppose that's the kind of the benchmark that you have to set yourself then for the coming year.
And the motivation for the coming year is supposed to go one better than last year.
Yeah. Well, it was the quarterfinal that we got beat, but yeah, even like we've kind of got to the quarterfinal a couple of times over last year, so we're kind of, I suppose, get one past that really and get into the semi-final stage really and hope for the best then after that.
It's 3 months to the start of the championship, which won't be long coming around, but I suppose the Red FM Senior Hurling League is vital to get teams up to the championship pace.
Yeah, the league is brilliant the last couple of years. In fairness, it's getting very competitive. I suppose since they kind of introduced the fact that you have to play a certain amount of games kind of early in the year, makes it good the way there's a set number of fixtures. You have your 4 or 5 games at the start of the year, and I suppose really that's what clubs look forward to. I know the pitches and stuff probably aren't great at the moment, but it's good to be outdoors anyway. Good to be out playing matches, and good competitive matches as well. Like, it's very even. The league is very even. Every team is on their day as good as anyone else, really, which makes it a very good league all the time. And in fairness, teams do take it seriously, and it is competitive, and it's enjoyable as well at the same time.
And who do you have first round in the championship?
We've Middleton now, at home on Saturday evening, so tough start. Yeah,
so I suppose it's all kind of focused towards that game, isn't it?
Yeah, we're just kind of doing a bit of gym work now, a bit of indoors at the moment. We actually haven't played a match yet, so We've got, I think it's a 4 home games over the next 6 weeks, so we'll kind of look to get a few results in them and just, I suppose, really get a bit of game time under your belt as well. I suppose the first few matches you'll be just concentrating on getting performance, and hopefully the results kind of look after themselves. And as I said, just getting out there, kind of getting the rust in us out, really, like, because I suppose it is a few months since you played a match, like, so you need to build up again and get the old rust off you and hope for the best. And after that,
Cahill, have you set a target for the year?
Not really yet, no. I suppose, as I said earlier, just the quarterfinals is kind of where we've got kind of over the last couple of years. So I suppose one goal would definitely be to get beyond the quarterfinal stage. But like, I suppose, like every other team, it's going to be a new structure this year. So it's, you're going to be always like concentrating on the first round, which is vital. You need to get off to a good start, and you need to, I suppose, aim for the first round. And with the new structure, then it'll be interesting to see how things go then after that. Like, you know, I suppose it's new to every team, so it's, I suppose, you kind of have to gear yourself towards that then.
Excellent, Cahill. Well, we wish you the very best of luck, and thanks for joining us here in Red FM.
Cheers, thanks.
Alan Kennedy, Sarsfields Hurling Club goalkeeper.
Alan, tell me, how is Sarsfields' early season preparations gone? Are you long back?
No, we normally kind of don't go back till maybe the first week of February, really. We kind of everyone to their own, really, from New Year's on, fellas in the gym and doing a bit of road running and stuff like that, but we didn't really get back going properly till kind of the 1st of February, so it's all early days for us, yeah.
But big change in Sarsfield's management, at least anyway. You obviously lost Pat Ryan to the inter-county management team, but Teddy McCarthy's taken over, so that's a big appointment.
Yeah, big man to step up to the plate, like Teddy. No, we were delighted. I think there was talk around Glenmire for a good while when kind of Pat handed in his notice that Teddy would be kind of stepping in, which was great. Like, so everyone knows Teddy, knows what he's going to bring. Everyone in the county knows what Teddy's going to bring, you know, and we're only delighted to have him on board.
So as Sarsfields embark on 2016, first taking on the Red FM Senior Hurling League, an opportunity, I guess, when there's a new manager involved anyway, for guys to pin down their place in the team and the squad indeed.
Oh, big time, yeah. Like, Teddy's got no allegiance to anybody, you know. He's coming in, you know, off the back of the scene, you know, how impressive we can be, and he's seen the good side and the bad side of Sarah's, you know. So, you know, he's giving every fella a fair run, you know. There's no man that played in last year's county final safe for his place, you know. So we know that we all must knuckle down as a team and as a group. And look, we're looking at Blackrock this week in the league, and then we look at the 28th of May and we've got Kerry Toole, you know. So it's all systems go for that, really.
And management aside, squad wise, what sort of changes can we expect the Sarsfield senior squad in terms of young guys maybe coming in, retirements? How different is it?
Yeah, we've been fortunate. We've had really many retirements. Anna Martin has gone back to Wexford now, is probably the only kind of notable player, really. And you know, I suppose there was a couple of fellas last year that kind of broke onto the scene from kind of a minor county 2 years ago. So, you know, there's places there, you know, it's who wants it. And, you know, Teddy's, if a player is good enough to play in a position, you know, there's no reason why he won't be starting come the first round of the championship.
And it all builds, of course, the Red FM Senior Hurling League fixtures in the run-up to the first round of the championship. And Sarsfields, you drew Carrick Toole in the first round. How did you feel about that draw?
Yeah, like Carrick Toole are kind of a close neighbours. Like, they were in, so we actually went in to see the Aaron's Own and Kerry Toole game last year, and you know, they were impressive, and Aaron's Own just ran out kind of winners in the end. So look, they've had a kind of a good end to the year, and look, they're obviously going to start off the year all systems go. They got Sarah's, you know, they'll be gunning for us, and there's no reason why they won't put it up to us, you know.
And I have to ask, Alan, because as form goes for Sarsfields, is this going to be your year when it comes to championship yet again?
Even number thing, I don't know. Do not know. We were disgusted, obviously, last year. We had a great opportunity to do back-to-back, and unfortunately, an unbelievable Glenside beat us on the day, you know. And look, we kind of lick the wounds, and we'll give her another rattle again this year. But, you know, all going well, we'll be there kind of come October again, final again, you know.
Best of luck with your league and indeed the championship when it comes around. Thanks.
Thanks, Lisa.
Richard Cunningham, y'all, goalkeeper.
Richard Cunningham, like, happy days, Richard Cunningham.
That's it.
Fantastic. Richard, first off, thanks very much for coming in. Tell us about the year you had in 2015 and what happened.
I suppose, if I'm brutally honest, a bit of a disappointing year. We lost first round in a Pear Shake. And we kind of managed to beat Killa in the back door, and got, you know, we got back on track, and but came up against Sarah's then. Unfortunately, that end of the year, you know, we came up against a very good Sarah's team.
I suppose that disappointment kind of motivates you to go one step better maybe this year.
definitely, yeah. We didn't do ourselves justice at all last year. Like our performances, even in the win against Kill, I don't think we played up to the level we expected from ourselves. So definitely there's motivation there this year, you know, to drive on and to prove that we're good enough, you know, for senior hurling.
And have you had a chat about that yourselves and said, look lads, we haven't done it last year, we need to step it up this year?
Yeah, we had a chat about ourselves, and I suppose what came out of it really too as well is we didn't perform in the league either. So that's a goal as well for this year, trying to step up in the league, because you can't really be going out and not perform in the league and then just turn it on for championship, which is probably the mindset we kind of had last year, and it didn't work. Like,
because I mean, like, there is 3 months to the championship now, so I mean, like, the league is going to be vitally important to get you up to full match pace in the next 3 months.
Definitely, yeah. You get plenty of games in at least, you know, it's very good that way. You get plenty of games, you've no excuses coming to first round championship that you aren't, you know, haven't had enough hurling done. So we start in 2 weeks' time against Carrick Tool, and you know, we'll really try and push on this year, and hopefully, you know, make the quarterfinals be the real aim this year.
And as I say, like, championship is 3 months away, but it won't be coming, won't be long coming around. And you face Bride Rovers in the first round.
Yeah, I suppose tough draw. You never get an easy game with Bride Rovers. They've proven that now for a drop senior long enough now, and never have I ever seen anyone give them a hammer. You know, they're dogged. Even last year, I watched them against the Glen. And I'd say to Glenn, maybe it was about 6 points in the end. Glenn kind of pulled away towards the end, but they gave him a great game, and look, Glenn went on to win the county. So they're not far off anyone.
What's your target for the year? Have you set a target?
We haven't set a target for you. We're going to take each game as it comes. We're not going to look beyond Bride Rovers at this stage. To be honest, I haven't even looked at what the second round is if you lost. You know, we're not going to look beyond Bride Rovers. That's the target now. Just win the first round and hopefully get over that line and get over Bride Rovers and kick on from there then.
Richard, thanks very much for joining us here at the launch, and very best luck for the year ahead.
Cheers, thanks very much.
James Desmond, centre-back for Newstone GAA Club.
So James, embarking on the Red FM Senior Hurling League now for Newstone, this is new territory.
Yeah, I suppose, look, that's where we wanted to be anyway, so we just have to take it game by game now and see how it goes, but definitely something we're looking forward to.
So after the success of last year and looking forward to senior hurling now, when did you start your preparations for this year? Are you long back training?
We're back with 4 weeks now. We've three league football games played already now, so I suppose it's good to be back, and that helps get the fitness up and everything else anyway, so we're just looking forward to the hurling now at the weekend.
Yeah, so and how, you know, you look at league fixtures, and I suppose it's an opportunity to get up to that level for 2016 and enjoy the championship preparation.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I suppose for ourselves, the league games are a big opportunity for fellas to put their hand up for starting first round senior hurling championship. And for every fella, that's the aim this year. Like, first year up, fellas want to be playing the first round, and the league games give us a base of where we can see where we're at and stuff as well. Like, so.
Because, you know, I know speaking to Ballyhay last year, that's what they were embarking on, and like, you're coming up against a different level when you're hitting senior hurling, and the league games will provide that taster for you.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, you see Ballyhay's results last year, like, they definitely took it seriously and they got the rewards from it, and like, we have to do the same. We have to take it game by game and take every game by its merits and try and win every game, obviously enough, like, and that'll help us for our championship then as well. Like,
and who'd you get in the first round of the league?
We're playing Bishopstone. Yeah.
Right. So that certainly will be some start.
Yeah, like, we've played them in practice games down 3 years, but I mean, that's a big difference to league games, so it's going to be a tough game. But every game we're going to be coming up against this year is going to be difficult, like, so we have to be ready for every game we play this year. Like,
yeah, a tough city side in this first round of the league, and as the league progresses then you're building towards first round of the championship and against the Bars in the first round. How did you feel about that draw?
Like, whoever we got, it was going to be a challenge. That's the thing. Like, obviously the main thing was we're there and we were in the draw. That was the main thing for us. We didn't really mind who we got once we were there, and it's just about preparing for that now, really, and being ready for it once championship comes around. Like,
and how much would you say the squad and the management and backroom team has changed for this year?
I don't think there's many changes this year. Maybe a few young fellas coming in, but there's no one left, and I suppose every fella's that more experienced now. Obviously, some fellas more than others, like, but every fella's just looking forward to this year and going on a journey again, really. Like.
And after last year's journey, it's a very exciting time for the club, isn't it?
Definitely, definitely. I mean, to be dual senior, it's like you could only dream it a couple of years ago. I suppose after losing to Ballyhay the year before, there was a quiet determination in every fella last year to right that wrong. And
to be senior now is just a dream, like.
Well, the very best of luck in 2016.
Cheers, thanks very much.
Donal Cronin and Glen Rovers play midfield.
Donal, last year was a great year for you.
Yeah, it was. I suppose it's been a long time coming, but yeah, we finally got over the hurdle that we had been longing to get over for so long. So it was a great year.
Have you stopped celebrating yet?
Just about, to be perfectly honest. No point in beating around the bush, yeah. But yeah, we're back into training there now the last kind of 3 weeks. So putting the head down and drive on again for the coming year.
I suppose when you went 25 years for a title, you're entitled to celebrate it.
Yeah, I suppose, and we did. We definitely made the most of it. And it was probably 26 years of celebrating to be done. So up until kind of last Friday night in Clara above in Kilkenny was probably the end of it, so we wrapped it up well.
Heading into last year, did you have any inclination that you could win the championship, or was it obviously just a bit of a pipe dream, or did you feel yourself that you could?
I suppose we'd been to the final the year before. No, things didn't go well on the day the year before, with SARS kind of beat us out the gate, but we had beaten very good teams to get there. We'd beaten a good Douglas team, a good Ballymartle team, so we weren't a million miles away, and the ambition was definitely to get back there and to see what happened again. And we got back there and it was SARS again, so we just had a cut on today and it worked out great, I suppose.
That old cliche, I suppose, you have to lose one to win one.
Yeah, and like, it was our third final in 5 years, so like, and again, that kind of shows that we're not a bad team. We weren't kind of a one hit wonder last year. We had been showing a bit of consistency. SARS beat us in 2010, beat us again in 2014, but definitely we're trying to put all the wrongs right anyway last year, and it worked out.
As you say, all that's behind you now, because the league is starting next week, and with the championship 3 months away. No, it's 3 months away, it sounds like a lot, but it's going to come around very quickly.
It'll come around very quick, yeah. And it's the way we look at it going into the league, it's a good opportunity for fellas who probably didn't get in last year, or as the year went on, we kind of stuck with the same team for championship matches, so fellas didn't get an opportunity, so they're going to get it now in the coming week. So it's up to them to take it really and to try and put their mark down and get into the team.
Yeah, the league is a fantastic opportunity for the younger fellas, I suppose, to make their name and show the management, the selectors, that they can do.
Yeah,
championship.
I mean, going into this year, we'd have 9 guys that are still under 21 that would have played championship at some stage over the last couple of years. There's only probably 2 of them are consistently making the team. So it's definitely an opportunity for those guys to put their hand up. They've been given a chance before, so it's for them to just show that bit of consistency and to keep a starting board on the team.
Who'd you have first round of the championship?
We're playing Carbery outside in Coachford, so probably going into a bit of the unknown.
Always with the divisional sides.
Yeah, it is, and I suppose there's a carrot there for them. Something to aim for, to play the county champions outside in Coachford. So look, we'll go out there, we'll work hard, and we'll treat the same as we treat any other game.
That's really what I was going to say, there's a target on your back now.
There is. We're there to be shot at, which we haven't been for a long time. So it's just really have to get going from the start. Try and put in a good performance in our league matches and build from there, really.
Obvious question, but I suppose the aim is to retain.
The aim is certainly to retain, yeah. Not going to be easy, as you said, as a target on the back, but look, we were good enough last year, we were in the final year before, so certainly we'll have a right go off it.
Excellent. We wish you the very best of luck for the year ahead, and thanks for joining us at the launch.
Cheers, right, thanks very much.
Gary Norberg, Blackrock halfback.
Gary, thanks very much for joining us at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League. Just to start off, you might kind of tell us how you got on in 2015 and what kind of year you had.
Got the league final, like, but same result in the championship. Got beaten in the fourth round again, like the last probably about 10 years now at this stage, so it wasn't a great year.
And I suppose with that disappointment in the championship, kind of motivates you again to go one further this year.
Hopefully that's the aim anyway, get over the fourth round, take on the first round first, get over that, get past the fourth round, because we struggled there the last couple of years, like, that's it basically.
Right, first round of the championship, you Ballyhay, looking forward to it?
Yeah, they beat us last year by 10 or 11 points, like, so hopefully, you know, we'll turn it around this year and get the better of them.
I know it's only 3 months away, but it won't be long coming around, I suppose.
No, time flies, sure. Time flies, we'll be there before we know it.
And that's why the Red FM Senior Hurling League is important, to kind of build up to that game.
Yeah, it's starting on next Saturday, Sunday against SARS. So we'll just push on from there, every game, one game at a time, like.
Yeah, so what's the plan for the year? I mean, like, have you set a target for yourselves that you want to?
Basically, like, one game at a time, like, you know, train hard, work hard, that's it, basically.
Excellent.
Get on better than we done last year.
Thanks, Gary. Well, wish you the best of luck, and best luck for the year.
And Daniel Edmonds, Ballymartle.
So, Daniel, as Ballymartle captain in here tonight for the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League, how are your squad feeling about heading towards 2016 and getting back on the pitch?
I'm very positive in general, I suppose. 2015 was disappointing. We finished very early, so we had a nice break. So we're back into the the hard training, as they say, and we're very positive going forward.
How much have things changed in Ballymartle personnel-wise in terms of the squad and the management and backroom team?
Yeah, I suppose, look, we have fresh management for the coming year. Brendan Murphy and Jar Cummins, two local guys, two great Ballymartle men, really took it over this year. So it's added to the players' positivity, but we've a lot of young kind of players coming up too, you know, so we're very positive going forward, and there is change there, but change is always good, I suppose. Mm-hmm. And maybe what we needed as well, you know.
And within the with all that change, I suppose, comes opportunity for guys with the league fixtures in particular, in terms of impressing that new management or trying to stake out a place in the team for 2016.
Definitely, yeah. We always take the league very seriously ourselves, and yeah, definitely, and it's a great platform for fellas to build on for championship, and no doubt the new management will be giving every fella a good go, having a good look at fellas. Look, there's a lot of nice league games there on the run into championship. I think it's 11 or 12 weeks, so we'll have a good few games played, and they'll look at a lot of guys in those in that time, definitely.
Mm. Who'd you get in the first round of the league?
We're playing the first round of the league, we're playing Bright Rovers on Sunday.
Good stuff, so looking forward to that. Especially, you know, you do an awful lot of training at this time of the year where it's not conducive to hurling, but you can get out in the afternoon with the league matches and maybe hopefully in not too bad conditions get going.
Yeah, I don't know, we'll be doing too much hurling now down in Rathcormac, but no, look, playing Bright Rovers, it's a tough opener for us. You know, they're a very hard team always to beat. And it might be a good game too, because, you know, it'll gauge where we're at. No, we don't have a lot of hurling done, but as you said, you know, it's nice to get back hurling. Hopefully the weather improves a small bit as well, you know, and makes it all the more enjoyable then.
Mm. And then the league fixtures, as you mentioned, there's a nice run in there of league fixtures ahead of the first round of the championship. And for Ballymartle, it's Avondhu in the first round. How did you feel about that draw?
Yeah, I suppose it's a hard one to gauge because, you know, previous years you weren't able to draw a division in the first round. No, this year we have. So, look, there's a lot of good clubs in Avondhu, the likes of Charleville, Milford, Fermoy. These clubs are all good intermediate clubs, but maybe they're at a slight advantage because they'll be able to see what we're at more than we'll be able to see what they're at, you know. So we're probably going in blind against them as an opposition, and it'll definitely be a tough game for us. But look, we'll prepare ourselves well, and we look after ourselves, and we'll be ready on the day, definitely.
Great stuff. Well, the very best of luck in the championship, of course, but in the lead up to that in the Red FM Senior Hurling League. Thank you.
Great stuff, thanks.
Cian Buckley, Napearshaigh, halfback.
Cian, thanks very much for joining us here. First off, can you talk to me about the year that you had in 2015 and what kind of year you had?
It was a very disappointing year, really. We kind of didn't turn up really against Aaron's Own in the third round. And after that, then it was over, and it was very disappointing. No one performed really, and everyone was trying to drive him forward for this channel.
Is that disappointment kind of what's motivating, because you feel you didn't give a proper count to yourselves last year?
Oh yeah, big time. Like, everyone's after gathering together now. We came back just before Christmas, we did 3 weeks training before Christmas, and we've Sean Organ training us now as well, like, so everything's gone very serious now this year.
He's not going to come back and play, is he?
He's fit enough to come back and play anyway.
I'd
definitely
say he's fitter than most of you, is he?
He's probably still the fittest on the team. If he wanted to, he could still play, definitely.
And there's no interest?
No, he just focused now and trained. Everyone thought he was training the underage in the club now this year. He's still doing the 15 team, I think. And it was a surprise, really, when we heard he was coming and taking over us. But everyone respects him huge, and I can't wait to train under him.
That's the thing, like, having a guy like that in your sideline's got to be a massive bonus for you this year.
Oh yeah, he's a legend, really. Like, you know, everyone in the club looks up to him. I looked up to him. I watched him play with Cork as I was growing up. I played with him now, and now he gets to coach me as well. Like, it's great to...
Yeah, fantastic. Talk to me about the Red FM Senior Hurling League year you had last year.
We didn't have a bad year, really. We can't, well, compared to the year we won it now, it was a bad year, but we kind of tried out new players, young players. We have a very young team coming through. Like, they've got John Gano and Keenan Manny, kind of the older kind of men on the team now, like, kind of encouraging young fellas all the time. But the majority of the team now will be 19, 20, and it's just going to be good for them now this year and last year.
That's the thing, yeah,
games.
It gives the young fellas a chance to kind of blend in with the rest of the squad, and if they're needed in championship, they're available.
Yeah, so the league is a perfect platform to kind of bring young fellas through from minor 21, get them ready for championship in the first place, because, like, the league is very competitive now, because, like, it's after getting so serious.
Who do you have first round?
Douglas, first round championship.
Yeah, and obviously massively excited. No, it's 3 months away. It sounds like miles away, but it's going to come around
very
quickly.
Come very fast. We were after our first league game against Milton last week, We lost by a goal in the end, but like, we don't have much Harland now. We're saying Milton are the same. The Harland was poor, but the fitness and the work rate is what we're really trying
more
to
like a training session last week.
Yeah,
so
pretty much. We've a lot of heavy work done now on the pitch, and the all those above are coming in very handy as well.
Yeah, I was just chatting to Philip from Douglas. He's disappointed their year last year, but he reckons they're improved, so you're expecting a battle in the championship.
Oh, it's going to be a great battle. We know they have great forwards, and we have very good young fellas coming through, and like you've Stephen O'Sullivan now and Dan Mannix, they're playing last year, they probably still want to play this year. They decide, you know, like it's better to let the young fellas now come through and try to build something out for the next couple of years.
So what's your plan for the year? I mean, like, what's your target? Have you set a target? Are you allowed to say publicly what you like by the end of the year, what you've hoped to have achieved?
We're kind of taking it game by game because we've such a young team now coming through. We're just trying to blend them all in, blend everyone together, try to get a solid team going, trying to get 22 players really, not just a starting 15. And hopefully just take it game by game and see how far we go.
Excellent, Kane. Thanks very much for joining us here for the launch and best of luck for the year.
Thanks, my man.
Mark Driscoll, Bishop Senior Hurling Captain.
So Mark, we're launching the Red FM Senior Hurling League here this evening. I'm looking forward to getting onto the pitch with the league fixtures.
Yeah, looking forward to it now. We haven't done much pitch work over the weather lately, but looking forward to get cracking into the league now.
Yeah, you long back training?
Back just the start of January. Yeah.
Good stuff, how's it going?
Good, we have to bring in a strength and conditioning coach now this year and an extra skills coach, so...
Good stuff.
Hopefully improving last year anyway.
Yeah, and I suppose, you know, when we look at the year and the calendar, it's a lot of it gears towards, when it comes to the league fixtures, gears towards championship, but the league does offer guys and a lot of individuals across the panel a chance to prove themselves.
Big time, especially with all the kind of inter-county lads away, gives fella a chance to step up and put a name down, hopefully get onto the championship team.
And would you say the Bishopstown panel has changed much this year on last year?
Yes and no. Yeah, as in there's a few young fellas coming through. They're impressing already in a few challenge games. So hopefully they'll step up for the Mark Now come championship in the league.
And how about the fact that you're a dual club? Do you think that puts does the league become more of an opportunity for guys, or is it just more games where it makes it harder for the dual players to spread themselves?
Like all the dual lads now are at it a couple of years, so we're well used to it, like, so can't really use that as an excuse. But big time buy into it now and area.
And gearing towards that first round of the championship then, of course, it's against Middleton. How did you feel about that draw?
I suppose there's no easy draw in senior hurling championship. I think now since I started playing senior hurling, it's my fifth time playing Middleton in championship, bar once we've all performed against them. Like, they're a good young team. We respect them, we don't fear them, so we'll be looking forward to that game big time.
Good stuff. Alright, the very best luck in 2016.
Perfect, thanks a million.
James Hennessy, halfback, Ballyhea.
So tell me, James, how are Ballyhea's 2016 preparations going? You long back training?
We've been back since around the middle of January. Can't really do much in the fields these days, so been in the gym and we've had the use of the Charleville all-weather pitch inside there. So it's been pretty good, but we'd prefer to get out on the field and do a bit of hurling.
And in that sense, that's where the league fixtures come now, and they'll come thick and fast, I suppose, and a return to the pitch, which is great.
Yeah, we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. How would you think you'll use the Red FM Senior Hurling League? I mean, obviously last year was your move up to Senior Hurling and another chance now to get more preparation at that level, I suppose.
Yeah, I suppose at the start of last year we approached it a small bit, just trying to feel out the league more than anything, and in the end we did pretty well, qualified for the quarterfinals. So I think this year, try and push on, we might have let ourselves down in the quarterfinals a bit, but hopefully drive on a bit more this year again.
And tell me, how do you think, or how has your panel or squad, has it changed much, the backroom team for 2016?
The backroom team, we've got a new manager in Mike Organ, a new strength and conditioning coach in Richie O'Leary, and they've been very good so far. We've been very impressive. I suppose it's a bit of a change from last year. We've lost a couple of players due to retirements. We've had a couple of injuries that ruled out a couple of fellas for the year. So other than that, we've had a few people returning, like Lee McConnor. It's all good. It's a small panel, but it'll be okay.
And James, going forward for this year, how much do you think he learned last year with the step up to senior, and how much does it help you look forward to this year then?
I suppose our first year last year was good to get in. It was our first year up, so it was just a new experience, but this year I think the shackles are off and went to drive on and show ourselves, do a better representation of ourselves this year.
And as you embark now in the Red FM Senior Hurling League, of course, building towards the first round of the championship, that's a clash against Black Rock, by no means an easy one. How did you feel about the draw?
I suppose we were smiling. We got him the first round last year as well.
Mm.
But I think we might have caught him on the hop last year. But we'll take it. We'll be looking forward to it again. I'm sure they will as well.
Well, the best of luck in the Red FM Senior Hurling League this year and indeed the championship when that comes around. Thanks for speaking to us.
Okay, thanks, Min.
Cian O'Connor and Braid Rovers in midfield.
Cian, you might start by telling us the year you had in 2015. What kind of year was it?
I suppose we had a good start. We played Bishopstown in the first round, went to extra time, so we got over them right, and we got to Glynn the fourth round. And I suppose we probably felt we underperformed a small bit, and we were beaten by the eventual county champions, which is much of a consolation, like, but they went on to do what they were the better team in the day, and they fully deserved it. Like,
do you feel you were close to them? And then, like, obviously they said the standard being champions, but do you feel you weren't a million miles off from them?
Yeah, I feel we were close to them, right? Like, we led by a point at half time, and we probably felt we should have been more ahead, but they showed their class. They kicked on in the second half, and they were already winners in the day.
I'd imagine, though, it's motivation for next year.
Oh, definitely, yeah. Like, we're very much looking forward to the first round against y'all now this year. Like, and we've been training well, preparing well so far, so hopefully we'll be able to kick on for it now.
And the Red FM Senior Hurling League is a massive part of that preparation as well.
Oh yeah, it's a great opportunity to try out things, and we get great competitive games against every team we'll be playing in Cork. It's a great chance to try out things and to get a good competitive games into us before we play a championship.
I suppose at the end of the day, there's not that many competitions to win, so everyone wants to win the league.
That's true, alright, and there's a prize fund for it too. Like, there's no prize fund for the championship, so like, there's a good opportunity, and it's great way to try out things and into a great way for competitive games. Like,
yeah, I know the championship is 3 months away, but it won't be long coming, so the games here now are a massive help for that.
Yeah, it definitely, I mean, they're great competitive games, and it's hard to find games like that, so having the fixtures like week in week out that we can go on interlocal too, which is great.
Have you set a target for the year, or are you keeping it to yourselves?
Well, I suppose we're just going out to try and be better than we were last year is the main thing, but I suppose like just trying to build on every game, taking each game as it comes, and trying to go as far as we can in the championship be the main thing.
Excellent, Cian. Well, thanks very much for joining us here in Red FM for the launch, and best luck for the year ahead.
Perfect, thanks, Rory.
Cian Fogarty, club captain of Killa.
Perfect. So, embarking on the Red FM Senior Hurling League, how are you feeling about how long have you been back training? How are things going?
I suppose we got back into it, informally just before Christmas, and I suppose January was when we first started back training. Into the gym and doing spinning sessions and things like that. We've a new man at the helm this year, Mark Landers, who's obviously involved with Cork last year, so it's good to have a fresh voice and great experience that Mark brings to the setup. And I suppose we're looking forward to the year ahead.
It really freshens things up, doesn't it, when you get a new man in, and especially the calibre of Mark?
Yeah, I suppose it's been five years, I'd say, since Mark has been involved at a senior level with the club. And since then, he's obviously got great experience since then. And we're hoping and we're sure that he'll bring that back to club level. And hopefully it'll be seen in our performances this year.
And when you have a new manager in, league games in particular, is where you can, you know, players will look to make themselves shine for a new manager.
Yeah, like, I suppose this Friday will be our first league game. We've had a few practice games, but I suppose league is always the one that, you know, serious things start happening. Was our main aim for our first target for the year will be first round against Muskerry, and I suppose league will be, you know, the real preparation for that game.
Yeah, absolutely. So building towards that match against Muskerry and using the league matches, which are very competitive now, you can see that year on year the league is growing in stature.
Yeah, like, I suppose you see the league table, and the standings in the league are really a good barometer of where people are at. Those top six in the league are usually there and thereabouts in quarterfinals of the championship, so the league is getting very competitive, and we've Napiershig in the first game on Friday, so we're looking forward to that.
And I know, actually, from, you know, watching the progress of the league last year, Killa deserve credit for fulfilling fixtures early on and using those games and those fixtures.
Yeah, I suppose it's something where we have taken priority on, was using the league fixtures to get you right for our championship. And I suppose as long as the fixtures are, you know, in some way compatible, it's great to get league fixtures just before championship.
Well, the very best of luck to you, to Killa, on your the Red FM Senior Hurling League campaign and indeed the championship in 2016.
Thanks very much.
Philip Shine, Douglas, cornerback.
Well, Philip, thanks very much for joining us here at the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League. You might start by recapping the year you had in 2015 for us.
2015, I suppose we had done well in 2014, so we were kind of just looking to build on that, but unfortunately it didn't really go our way. So we were beaten by Middleton, so that was obviously disappointing. So we'll be looking to build that we'll just be looking to build on that now again this year.
I suppose so, you need to use it as motivation, I guess.
As motivation, absolutely. The minors had a very good year last year. They won the county, so we'll be looking to blood a lot of those fellas. So that's just kind of what we're concentrating on at the moment.
That must be massively encouraging for the club, though, when you have underage success like the minors. Kind of gives everyone a boost.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're all great fellas as well, in fairness. And, you know, they're just... Their dedication is just incredible, you know, and that just drives everyone on, as you said.
And I suppose the Red FM Senior Hurling League is a great place to do that, is to blood those kind of players.
Definitely, yeah. I suppose the timing isn't great, really, you know. A lot of them are actually doing their leaving cert, so trying to get these fellas in as well, you know, you'd be a bit afraid that they might break their arm or something, but they're training away anyway, in fairness to them, so that's something anyway.
How beneficial is the league to you overall, do you think?
Oh, definitely, yeah. We'd have a lot of fellas, they'd be involved with the inter-county. Or with the Cork teams, obviously, so it gives other people the chance to make a name for themselves come championship. So that's really what we'd be using that for.
Speaking of the championship, all focus, I guess, on the 29th of May in that clash with the Pearsig.
That's it, yeah. So we played them in championship a few years ago as well, and we got the better of them. So obviously they'd be kind of out to get us. So we wouldn't be taking that game lightly at all.
What's going to be a good year for Douglas, you think?
Good year. You can't really say it, you know. Obviously, there's, we know what every team out there is after, so.
So you can't say it publicly in case you jinx it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So everyone's out there. They're looking for one thing, like, so, and we're the exact same.
Do you feel you're stronger from last year?
We would be. Yeah, it's one of our things now. Is just gonna continually going about our own business, continual development every year. We're just building and building.
Excellent, Philip. Thanks very much for joining us at the launch here, and best luck with your head.
Thanks, right.
Mossy Carroll, Aaron Zone, forward.
Right, Mossy, thanks very much for joining us in our studios in Red FM for the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League. You might just briefly recap the year you had last year.
I suppose we did enough year last year. We, league wise, we finished close enough to the top of the league. We won most of our games, and we bettered in a good few youngfellas as well, which is always good. Black Rock beat us then in the semi-final down in Sarres, done a wet night in Sarres, but we kind of felt we were unlucky in the night, but look, it's always good to get to semi-finals and stuff. Championship boys, we had a good year of championship boys because we kind of underperformed for the last couple of years, but Sarres beat us after replay in the semi-final in Parky Rin, so yeah, so we had a decent enough year and we're happy enough with how it went.
So you were very, very close to getting into the decider last year. Is that motivating you more this year to go one step better?
Yeah, it is, definitely. Yeah, like, I suppose a lot of our team, they kind of have county medals and stuff, but now there's a new team kind of coming through, a lot of younger fellas who haven't really won much, really. So them lads are hungry enough to and want to get to a county final. So that's what we're kind of training for at the moment.
As you mentioned yourself there, I mean, like, the league is very good for giving players game time and to give them game time, stuff like that, and just to help the squad prepare for the championship.
Yeah, definitely. Like, I suppose we have a very good squad now. I suppose we have a good balance between young fellas and older fellas. So it's just, I suppose we use the league in terms of progressing them young fellas to get them up to championship pay. So it's good for that.
Your opener is against CIT on the 29th of May. I'd imagine you're massively looking forward to that.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose you use league matches leading up to championship games, and you want to get ready for championship matches, and I suppose everything you're training for is for championship matches, so it's everyone's looking forward to it. Yeah,
and CIT, always a dangerous prospect.
Yeah, I suppose last two times we've played CIT, they've beaten us twice, so I suppose it's hard playing college teams and stuff because you already know what kind of players they're going to come out with, but I suppose at the end of the day they're going to be good.
If I were to talk to you at the end of the year, what would have represented a good year for Aaron Zone?
I suppose maintain our league form. I suppose we've, for the last couple of years, we've always been kind of top of the league in terms of points. And I suppose everybody in Arizona wants to get to a county final, so that'd be good.
Excellent, Massey. Thanks very much for joining us here for the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League, and best of luck for the year ahead.
Thanks very much.
Glenn O'Connor, midfield.
All right, St. Finbar's representative here this evening for the Red FM Senior Hurling League launch. Tell me, I suppose, who have you got first round of the Red FM Senior Hurling League?
On Saturday, we're away to Ballyhea, so, you know, we played them last year as well in the first game of the league. It was their first year up from intermediate, and they came out to the Bears, so it was a big game for them coming up senior for the first time in a long, long while, and they got a draw, so it's going to be a tough opener, like, so we're looking forward now to kind of getting the year started and heading down to Ballyhea and
Good stuff.
Hopefully a good start.
Yeah, how long are you back training? How are things going now?
So, you know, we were just kind of just tipping away really just before Christmas, but it's really after getting going now since the start of January. So I think we were back on the first Tuesday of January, so yeah, so we're going now for a bit, like, you know, just kind of gym sessions and pitch sessions, and you know, so we're just kind of getting back into the swing of things really, like.
Good stuff. I might get you to move just a little bit closer to the microphone if you don't mind. And embarking on the Red FM Senior Hurling League now, it's all building towards the championship, of course, which is the main calendar part of the year. But the league has become highly competitive, and it is a really good starting ground.
Yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I suppose, like, you know, it's all about finding form for championship, like, you know, and you know, not that we don't take the league serious, but you know, like, I suppose we're a dual club, like, you know, and we might come from playing 2 weeks of football and then going straight into hurling then again, so, like, you know, we haven't really kind of been great in the league for the last couple of years, but, like, you know, we definitely are kind of like using it as a platform, and we're definitely using all our players, so, like, everyone that's on the panel, I don't think any of them could have an argument of saying that they're not getting the proper chances, so, like, you know, we're really finding our way in the league, like, you know, and it's about kind of just getting our championship 15 and, you know, our overall panel as well, so, like, we're really just kind of looking for form, like, you know.
Good stuff. And as I said, the first round of the championship that it all builds towards in one part of the league season anyway, you open against Newcestown, the newly promoted side. So how did you feel about that draw?
Yeah, like, you know, as I said, like, you know, we played Ballyhale last year in the first league game, and they were just up from intermediate, just like Newcestown, so I suppose, like, the game next Saturday against Ballyhale will be very much like the Newcestown game heading towards championship. But, like, you know, Newcestown, like, you know, they're like their senior football club as well, and you know, they're a dual club now, like, so they're definitely a fit club, you know, and they're going to be well up for it, and you know, we're expecting the utmost, you know, respect from them. We have so much respect for them, but it's just, you know, we're going to, you know, we're looking forward to seeing them now up a championship, like, and you know, we're definitely going to be prepared for them, and we're not going to take anybody for granted this year, like, you know.
The very best of luck with it.
Thanks very much.
My name is Colm O'Connell. I play for Kerry Tool, and I play in the halfback lane.
Colm, you're very welcome along to Red FM. Tell us about the year that Kerry Tool had last year.
I suppose it was, it finished disappointingly enough. We were beaten by Aranzone in the quarter final. I suppose beaten comprehensively enough. But previous to that, I suppose Aranzone beat us twice. They beat us well in the first round, then the quarter final. It was competitive, I suppose, up to half time, and then had a man sent off, and I suppose went downhill from there. I suppose looking at last year as well, you look at the Glen Guyan to win, I suppose, to win the championship, and I suppose we only got beaten by a point by them in one of the losers' rounds. It just shows that it is very tight, and on any day, if things fall your way, you're capable of beating anybody.
And is there a sense that you didn't give a proper account of yourself last year, and that you want to make amends for that this year?
Well, I suppose the first round against Aranzone was a complete disaster, when we got absolutely hockeyed off the pitch, and we didn't show up at all. And then, I suppose, the Ballymartle and the Glen games were okay, and then I suppose, again, the Aranzone game, the second time around, was a small bit better, but I suppose the sending off kind of finished it. We were probably going to get beaten anyway, but I suppose we had absolutely no chance once we lost the man. But I suppose every year you look at it, and you look, like, on any day you can beat anybody if you get a small bit of luck on any day, but we just have to wait and see.
We're here for the launch of the Red FM Senior Hurling League. How beneficial is the league for you in terms of preparation and giving fellas runs and games and stuff like that?
It's very beneficial. I suppose the fact that the league's been brought forward a small bit as well means there won't be as much running around in the muck, and there's a few more games. It makes it more enjoyable early on in the year, and there'll probably be more games competitive games played, and I suppose, like, even training now, you see a lot of young fellas and look like they're ready to step up to the plate. They've had good winters and stuff like that, so looking forward to it.
It seems to me over the last couple of years that maybe the standard has increased in the league, and maybe, like, for want of a better phrase, the clubs are taking it a bit more seriously.
Yeah, I think the clubs take the league extremely seriously, even sometimes nearly too seriously. As in, like, you know, training, everything's tailored around the matches. But which is a good thing, I suppose. But it's the same as anything. Every game that you play, you want to win, and you want to play to your best. So, looking forward to the coming year again.
Yeah, it's going to help you all for your preparation towards the 28th of May when you take on Sarsfields in something of a local derby, I guess, in the Championship.
Yeah, very much so. And it's I suppose a team even in the league, and anytime we play them, they're a team that we struggle against. So looking forward to having another cut off them. I can't ever remember beating them. So it's looking forward to it.
You owe them one, so is it?
I suppose a lot of teams are in the same boat as ourselves. They are the most dominant team over the last 6 or 7 years. So they're all like, I know the Glen are the champions, but I suppose over the course of the last 6-7 years, everyone would still look to Sarah's, yes.
Excellent, Cumhall. Thanks very much for joining us here in our studios for the Red FM Senior Hurling League launch, and best luck for the year ahead.
Thanks very much. Cheers.